unlike stock quotes, bond quotes are kind of hard to get. Stock quotes are very easy to get. But the truth is, bonds do not trade as often as stocks, and bond investors tend to be fairly wealthy, so they have personal brokers that they talk to who have systems that are not readily available to the general public that you have to pay for. So where can we get bond quotes? Well, one of the places you can still get bond quotes is through FINRA. FINRA? Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. This is the group that oversees the brokerage firms and the brokers and the like. And they have teamed up with a company called Morningstar to give us bond quotes. It's interesting that Morningstar will give you stock quotes and mutual fund quotes on their website, Morningstar.com, but they don't give bond quotes. Figure that one out. But let's first take a look at the homepage, the FINRA bond homepage, because there's something interesting going on here in April of 2019. It's called an inverted yield curve. And this is showing us the yield curve 1 year ago, the blue, and then currently the red. And normally a yield curve is upward sloping. We learn more about this, of course, in Business 123. Introduction to Investments, but we'll take a little time to discuss it here. Today, early April of 2019, the yield curve has a downward slope to it. It's not completely inverted, but we call this an inverted yield curve, but it's not completely inverted because the short term still hasn't gotten high enough. Normally, the short term would be a little bit higher. But you still see that downward slope here between six-month bonds and 5, 2, 5, and then 10-year bonds, and then upward slopes towards 30 years. Now, this is a very unusual event. And in the past, since World War II, every time, except for once in 1966, when this has happened, it has been a precursor to a recession. Now, it's not an immediate precursor. It often takes anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. But eventually, the recession has come. Will it happen this time? I don't know. I mean, I think it will. I think we're long overdue, but that doesn't mean I'm right. And no one can tell you exactly. Even the Federal Reserve Bank, which has more data about the United States economy than anybody else, they can't accurately tell you. You don't really know you're in a recession until you're either in it or you've gone beyond it. A recession is defined as two quarters, 6 months, of negative growth, which is a silly name, contraction, you know, where you're not growing. And in 1966, what happened is we just hit zero growth. We didn't go negative, we just hit zero growth. So are we going to have a recession soon? I think so, but doesn't mean I'm right. You decide. But if a recession does happen, what does that mean? Oh, it's not a fun time. People lose their jobs. Prices on housing normally fall. Prices on stocks fall a lot. But bonds tend to do better during a recession. Huh? Well, when you watch the presentation, you'll see that bond prices and interest rates are inversely related. If interest rates fall, which they tend to do during a recession for a few different reasons, then bond prices go up. So sometimes bond investors are referred to as bond ghouls because they love it when there's blood in the streets. They love it when people are losing their jobs and the recession is hit. Now, they don't really love it, but they benefit from that if they're long-term bondholders. Now, let's go back and do some quotes. The bond search page brings us to FINRA-markets, period, Morningstar.com. So it's really on Morningstar's website, FINRA-markets. You don't have to, you'll see it. It's not showing because I'm not showing it in my browser, but you'll see it when you look at it in your browser. And so it's actually very simple. It's set to corporate, so let's look up, I don't know. I'll notice it tries to tries to find me. Home Depot. Let's look up some Home Depot. Home Depot bonds. I know what we're talking about, bonds. And show results. And so we see various Home Depot bonds. And there's some symbols, whether they're callable or not, what they're paying, when they mature, what the rating is, the rated A, which is investment quality, and the price and the yield. Well, we're going to discuss this. The price is normally 1,000. We have to move the decimal point one to the right. But this bond is selling for $1,254.56. How can that be? Well, when you go through the presentation, you'll find that bonds, like stocks, go up and down. Not nearly as much as stocks. Bonds are not as volatile as stocks, but they go up and down. And because this bond is paying a fairly hefty interest rate, 5.875%, people are willing to bid up the price of this bond, and that knocks down the yield. So this bond, even though it's paying you 5.875%, $58.75 every year, because you had to pay $1,254.56, you're actually only getting 3.873%. And you see, it's an inverse relationship. We'll discuss that in detail in the presentation, and there's a few other quotes that you'll take a look at as we go back to the Great Recession and see what happened to Ford and then the Poway School District. Speaking of school districts, if we wanted to take a look at muni bonds, for example, Southwestern, don't type Southwestern Community College, just type Southwestern, and make sure you select the state. You have to select California, or you're going to get Southwestern Indiana somewhere, or some other state. So we want Southwestern. Don't try to type community colleges. Wait till you see how they abbreviate it. It's really bizarre. Then California, muni bonds, and show results. And here you are, folks. Here's Southwestern Community College bonds. Notice how they spelled, they abbreviated community? Who would figure that out? But hey, we're doing okay. Double A. That's better than Home Depot. The Standard & Poor's loves us better than Home Depot. Double A minus. They give us a little downward minus means not quite double A. And notice that these coupons are paying, they're maturing very soon. They're maturing in August of 2019. 5%, but because people have to spend $1,148.84, they're only yielding 1.36%. Well, that's because they're very, very short term. You're going to get your money in August. You're going to get all your money back in August, so they don't pay very much. But if we go out a few years to, say, the 2030, this isn't correct. These prices are not right. Something's not right with these. See all these prices here? Forget them. They're old. Because they're not quoting any. This is the problem with getting good information. This is a good way. It's free, right? It's worth every penny. But these prices are not correct. These are not. We'd have to go use a system that was we have to pay for to get good in. Let's see if we got up further. Let's go out to say, this is much better information here. So these bonds here for Southwestern Community College will mature in 2027. They're paying 5%, but this is not right. That's not right. If they're $1,094, they're not paying 1.24. This is more like it. This one's better. 2029. It gives you a lot of confidence in this exercise you're going to do, doesn't it? 5%, 2029, you have to pay $1,037.42, and that's about right, 4.5%. And we do a few of the calculations in our chapter, in our class, but in 123, Introduction to Investments, we do far more. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this, and part of your assignment is to go find some, I think I asked you to do Chevron, right? But find any company you want. Make sure it's a big company. And then if you want to, check out Southwestern or check out some of the school districts, Sweetwater School District in our area, and have fun. That's for investment people. This is fun. Yeah. See ya.